Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Okay, I know. Where the hell was Monday's show? Well, you know those Mondays that kind of go sometimes and you're not so well? Yeah, yesterday was kind of like that. So my deepest apologies, I couldn't get you a show out yesterday. But we're here today. Speaking of which, it is the 26th of February, 2019. We're going to get caught up with the best technology news that's been happening and coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. The Microsoft Kinect. Oh, it was a nice little piece of equipment, wasn't it? It was fun to all the stuff you could hack with it and all the applications that it wasn't really designed for, but people used it for. You know, it was really cool. And then Microsoft said, get rid of it. Apparently, they're feeling that was a mistake many years ago. Because look, there's a new one. Yeah, Microsoft has resurrected the Kinect. And they showed it off at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And it's half the size. It's quite small now. Now, it can be used pretty much in the same ways as the developers used the original Kinect. But Microsoft's main focus is, you know, their cloud-based service for computer vision and speech models. Now, other than being smaller, it's a lot lighter. It's about 440 grams now versus the 970 grams on the original. There's also a 7-microphone array inside compared to just 4 on the original, too. And it's got an upgraded RGB camera capable of 3840 by 2160 images. So how much is the resurrected Kinect gonna cost you? Yeah, about $399. SD cards. The evolution continues. Personally, I didn't think we'd ever get here with these micro SD cards, but we've arrived. Also unveiled at the Mobile World Congress, SanDisk Extreme has introduced 1 terabyte of storage for your micro SD card now. No, I'm not kidding. Now, you have to wonder, is it a little late to the game? I mean, we're all kind of in the cloud now. But there are some of us out there, myself included, that definitely still like to have a little bit of control over my storage. And this is definitely for those people, and also for people with deep pockets. Yeah, it's not going to be cheap. $449 is how much the 1 terabyte SD card's going to cost you now. But at least with that money, you got a little bit of improvement in speed. Though again, that's a claim. We didn't really see it in the real world. Guess we're going to have to wait for April for that to happen. Yep, that is when this thing will come out. So not a whole lot of time to save up. Heading over to the U.S. of A, and 5G is on the way, at least from Sprint. They're planning to launch their 5G network very, very soon. Of course, it's only going to be available in a select cities. You know how this stuff works. Particularly if you're one of our listeners from the States, you're like, yeah, I've been there. But if you are in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Kansas City, you're going to be able to experience 5G speeds. Again, if you've got a 5G device, chances are you ain't. Now, on top of that, they're supposed to also be coming to Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C., in the first half of this year, too. None other than it's coming and launching in those cities, Sprint didn't elaborate anymore. In fact, details are like, eh. In fact, they didn't even state what 5G service plans would look like. You know, speeds, and more importantly, price. Finally! Yeah, more stuff from the Mobile World Congress, of course. You know, we all started the craze of unlocking our phones, you know, the old-fashioned way. Using our fingers, you know, typing the passcode, there you go. Then we got the bright idea. Thumbprint. Fingerprint. Yeah, that's cool. And then we moved on to the face. Well, now you can just hold up your palm. Yep, LG's got a new way to unlock our phones now. And if you're thinking it's a palm print, no, you'd be completely wrong. No, they're actually recognizing the veins in your palm. Yeah, the veins. This is all coming on board the new LG G8 smartphone. And yes, apparently you show your palm to the phone, it sees your veins. Kind of sounds creepy, doesn't it? Your veins. But anyways, you show your veins. Then it has front cameras to detect those veins, and voila, your phone is open. Now, as cool and creepy as this technology sounds, it's not exactly foolproof yet. Yeah, it's been kind of a pain in the ass for a lot of people to sit there, and then finally it works. Now, as far as recognizing your veins, LG has this new camera called the Z camera. This thing just keeps getting creepier, doesn't it? And it uses infrared light to, you know, basically see your veins. As far as the route of security is concerned, we'll see how this one plays out. We all worried about somebody, you know, chopping off our thumb to get into our phones, and then we worried about somebody, you know, ripping out our eyeballs to get into our phones. Now we gotta worry about somebody ripping out our veins to get in our phones. Yay! If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there and check out so many other things at our official website. Also, give us a follow, or like, shall we say, on Instagram and Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you're having a great Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.